Hello.
Do you want to play with me?
Sure. You want me to help you with your groceries?
Over every heart and every mind. Jesus, I know there is peace within your presence. I speak, Jesus.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Evening.
Good evening.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Glory to his name, always and forever. He deserved the worship. Amen. He deserved every praise. Without him, we can do nothing. We are standing all because of him. Without him, we fall. Amen. And so, as a people, we need to be always be so conscious of his presence. You know, and that's where our joy comes from. Amen. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. And there is always something for us whenever we draw nigh to him. He draws near to us. And with that, I want to welcome you all to another Bible study. Indeed, it has been a long week. You know, it has been a challenging week. And the list goes on. But through it all, we have learned to trust in Jesus. Amen. Through it all, we have learned to take him at his word. We come to realize that it's not everything that we desire is good for us. Sometimes some of the things God would cause us to wait a little or to take it away from us so that we can concentrate on him. And, you know, it's just for us to accept it. Amen. Just for us to really accept it so we can be joyful in all situations, in everything. Give thanks, because it is the will of God concerns his people. Amen. And so before we start, let's pray. Let's just pray. Kind, loving Heavenly Father, we want to welcome your presence here with us. We know, mighty God, that without you, we can do nothing, because it is in you we live and move and have our being. Because we are your offspring. We thank you, mighty God, that even now you're among us as a people. Oh God, you are preparing our hearts to receive your word. We pray that as your word would come forth, mighty God, that the soil of our heart will be plowed and manured. So, Lord God, your word will take root in us and it will bloom into a beautiful and strong tree producing fruits, mighty God. I pray that the strength of your word will be our portion, that your word, mighty God, will suffice us. And wherever there is pain, it will heal it. Wherever there is a wound, mighty God, it will suffice it. Wherever there is a longing, a locking, anything, mighty God, that we so desire and we so need at this present time, that you will grant it. I pray, mighty God, that your word will stir up faith in us, mighty God, that we can move mountains out of our path so we can see clearly, oh God, and we can be strong, rooted and grounded in you, mighty God. So even now, we pray that our focus will be on you, that we will take our minds and our eyes off the things that mean nothing, and really, mighty God, see you high and lifted up. Even now, mighty God, we pray that you will hasten the footstep of those that are on their way to this platform, that you will surround this platform, mighty God, with your choicest angels, protecting it from every intrusion, anything, mighty God, that would be not pleasing to you, Lord. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We pray, Spirit of the living God, that you will build a holy curfew round about us from every distraction, mighty God, and cause our hearts. Yes, mighty God, every load we just laid at your feet, even now, and we release ourselves into your presence, and we tell you thanks in Jesus' mighty name. And we all say, Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Bless the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, can you just open your mic if
Amen.
possible and just give an
Amen.
just shout an amen, just shout a hallelujah. Just free up your spirit in the presence of the
Hallelujah.
Lord. Just
Amen.
release, just
Hallelujah.
release every
Hallelujah.
stress, every
Hallelujah.
pain,
Hallelujah.
everything
Jesus. In
that
the name of
causes to be
Jesus.
down. You
Praise
know, we are
God.
in the presence of a holy God now, and
Jesus'
we know
name.
that when we come to meet with Him in the cool of the day, there is a reward for each and every one of us. So we just look with expectancy. We just look expecting. We come on this line expecting something more, something that will propel us into our next season, something that will cause us to shed every weight. We don't just come here to just meet one another and to talk to one another. We come to worship God. You know, we give ourselves unreservingly unto Him so that He will indeed direct our path where we should be in a season like this. Amen. 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 Last week we looked at Romans chapter 10. And what a blessing it was to share with you. I've gathered so much from it. I've learned so much from Romans chapter 10. You know, I never knew that there was so much in it that would really resonate with me even throughout the week. Amen. Just a quick recap of it. You know, the main idea of Romans chapter 10, it would tell that people are saved not by earning righteousness through their own effort or the law, but by faith in Jesus. You know, it also shows us that Israel had a passion for God, but missed salvation because they tried to earn righteousness instead of trusting Christ. You know, Romans 10 tells us that salvation is near and simple. It says, believed in Jesus' resurrection and confessed him openly. Amen. And it said that people cannot believe unless they hear. So we cannot believe unless we hear the message. So Romans chapter 10 encourages us to share the gospel with everyone. Believers are a part of the chain link that keeps the gospel message together. How can they hear unless somebody tell them something? And how can somebody tell them something unless they are being sent by Almighty God? Amen. And so faith grows through hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the last thing that I want to leave with you from Romans chapter 10 is that God is always, always reaching out. He's always reaching out to fallen man to pluck them up from out of sin and place them on the solid rock. The rock is Jesus. Amen. So he's always reaching out. No matter how far gone you may seem, God is always on point, at his place, reaching out his nail-scarred hand to lift we up from anywhere we are falling and place our feet on higher ground. So the bottom line again is trust in Christ, not in our own efforts, you know, and don't keep the salvation message to yourself. It was good enough to save you. Now let it be good enough to save someone else. Amen. And so with that, we go straight into Romans chapter 11. Any questions from last week that you'd carry over to this week that you'd want to share with us before we go into chapter 11? Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. All right, and so when I look at Romans chapter 11, It looked a bit complicated at first. Amen. Yeah, it looked very complicated. And without spiritual guidance and authority, we cannot see the truth from it. Amen. So it's very personal. I must say that chapter 11 is a very personal chapter. Paul would ask some questions there. Or he would surmised that his audience would have questions from it. One of the questions that Paul would surmise that his audience would have is, did God give up on his people? And Paul would answer the question even before they would say anything. Not that they were literally standing in front of him. He was actually writing a letter to them. But he answered before their mind could even stray any further than it was. He said, "No, God has not given up on his people." And beside that, there's another question that would stem from that question. Most people wouldn't say that question out loud because they would fear being chastised or being rebuked. So the first question that he think his audience would ask or think of in their mind is, did God give up on his people? Paul said, no. All right. And the next question that Paul would surmise that they would bring up, or maybe he did not even write that, but we reading the letter now, we would want to say, could God has given up on me too? Wondering, you're in a bad situation. You have been praying about a situation for a long time. You haven't seen anything happening. You're wondering, could God has given up on me too? But Paul would answer that again for you and say, by no means. He has not given up on his people. He has not given up on us. We are where we are because God would want us where we are. And the quicker we learn to have faith in where we are, is the more that we will ex more that we will be drawn closer to the very heartbeat of God. Paul points out that he's an Israelite. He says, I am an Israelite. In other words, I am a living proof that God hasn't given up on his people. He's putting himself there before them and say, God did not give up on his people because I am an Israelite. A living proof that God did not walk away from his people. Amen. And Paul would bring up Elijah. He would make mention of Elijah, cause his audience to come alive with the remembrance of Elijah. You remember that story with Elijah when Elijah was in a bad spot. When I say Elijah, I'm talking about the great major prophet Elijah that called on fire on Mount Carmel and consumed, so the fire could consume the evening sacrifice. Amen. And immediately after that, you would destroy the prophet of Baal, the Baal prophets on Mount Carmel there in the presence of the king, in the presence of the king Ahaz. And that was a great show. That was the man who stopped rain. No rain was coming on the land. Elijah prayed that no rain would come. And even himself would have suffered during that time, but God has graciously provided for him. And we see how the story unfold. And he ran away. He was there after rain came and the entire thing played out. Jezebel, that's the wife of Ahaz, threatened to kill him because he destroyed our prophet, the prophet of Baal, he destroyed. So she did not have any means of contacting anything that she would think of that would be divine, because she would think that our prophets, the prophet of Baal, are the ones that she would go to, if she need anything, if she need any answers or anything. But there was no prophet of Baal anymore. So Jezebel get offended from that, and she sent a message to kill, that she's going to kill the man of God, the prophet Elijah. And Elijah was so fearful, he ran away into the deserted place. And when he was there, he would want to think as if he's reminding God per se, or he's reminding God, right? That, Lord, I am the only prophet, I'm the only one left. Elijah think that he was the only one still standing. And I say, God, I am the only one left. And there is it that this lady, this girl, Jezebel, want to come and kill me. And I am the only one left. Oh, could this be? All along, Elijah was there thinking that he was the only one. Oh, wrong could he have been? To be even be thinking that he's the only one. But God would immediately tell him there and then that, no, you're not alone. I have 7,000 men. 7,000 that hasn't bowed down to any false God that stands firm. And it's so we as God's people, we should not be in the place where we think that we are the only one that is standing firm for God. Trust other people's judgment as well. Don't believe that we are the only one can do this. We are the only one that can sing on the choir. We are the only one that can preach. We are the only one can do a Bible study. We are the only one who can pray. No, God has reserved for himself throughout the gen throughout ages. Men and women that will stand up, raise up some Daniel that will stand firm even in the face of the lions. Then he'll raise up some people that would go forth and will not bow. So we as a people of God has an awesome responsibility to preserve the legacy and to not to think that we are solo. We are not alone. He is with us. Amen. Bless the Lord. Are you with me?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so the first part
Amen.
of the reading that we're going to do is from we're going to look at Romans chapter 11, and we're going to read all the way up to 10. Romans chapter 11, 1 to 10. Anyone there? Yeah.
Read and tell me. Reading from the King James Version.
Amen.
I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. But I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elijah? Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what said the angel of God unto him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there's a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then is it no more of works, Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. But David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their back always. But I say then,
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Thelma. Amen. That's Romans chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. All right. And one other thing that I really want you to take away from this part is that you're not alone. We are not alone. Amen. And God is working his purpose even when we do not see it. Still believe, even when we do not, it cannot be had, it's not adding up. Still believe, amen. And Paul would point out various examples or illustration of as to why we must trust God's judgment. Not to be so quick to give up and say, man, God has given up on the plan. I'm going to try to work my way out myself. I'm going to try to climb up the ladder for myself because God is not with me. In that very moment, who knows if that not the way God would have originally designed it, that you be in the position that you are now. Because something greater is coming from your story, is writing it in whatever era of life that we are in, is writing the story. Amen. Yes, and I know some seasons you're stronger than some. It's normal. Some seasons your strength is stronger than some. Some seasons you feel like you're at the edge, and then some seasons you feel so powerful and so full of grace and mercy, but when you're experiencing a growing season or a flourishing season, use that to build even deeper roots in him. Use that even to go higher in him, so that when the problem time comes, and it will come, that you don't clearly understand anything and it becomes so opaque. Your vision is so blurred and you cannot see even further than your big toe. You stumble when you know not everything you're doing, it seems like it's wrong. It's like everything is turning topsy-turvy and you don't even, and it just happened naturally. You just cannot win. There are some seasons that you feel like you're a complete failure. Everything you do, you're being blamed and everything, and you just feel so frustrated. That is why when you're going through the mountaintop experience, you should capitalize on it. If you're in a season where a rejoicing season, just keep it flowing. Never cease to praise. Never stop your praise. Never give up your praise for anything else, because you're going to need those deposits. You're going to need those deposits because later on you're going to need to withdraw, do a withdrawal of it. When times when you only can say, times when you only can groan within, no words coming out. It's so hard. The rubber hitting the road and you don't have any stamina even now, and you're feeling so weak. We need it. We need that strengthening time to propel us through our time. of weakness. Amen. And so before we move on to Romans chapter 11, verse 11 to 16, anyone has anything to share on that first part that we just read? Anything that you understand from it that you want to just highlight it so we can understand too? Anything from it? You're quiet this evening, eh? Amen, amen, amen. All right. But basically, we have explained that what Paul was actually saying in this portion, he was just making note that he himself is an Israelite. God has not given up on him. God has not given up on his people. So it's an unfair, it would be an unfair judgment to say because of what is happening, God has given up on his people. You know, and two, he's mentioning that Elijah thought the same, and Elijah, God didn't give no hasn't given up on Elijah because God would have a remnant, and even now God would have a remnant of his people that are in strategic location, you know, just waiting for the move of God so that they can do exploits for God in this season. Amen. And so the second part of it, Romans chapter 11, verses 11 to 16. Let me just run through it quickly. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them, that's the Jew, to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world and the dissembling of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? Verse 16, for if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. That's a mouthful. That's a mouthful there, what Paul is trying to explain to the Romans and to us in general. Paul says something surprising. Israel's rejection of Jesus didn't ruin God's plan. In a
No.
sense, that's what he's saying. He said Israel's rejection of Jesus didn't ruin God's plan. It's actually moved it forward.
Yes.
You know,
Making the way for the Gentile. Yes,
yes,
open up the way
yes.
for us.
So not because the Jew, that's the Israelites, reject Jesus. That didn't move God's plan any at all, or ruin it, or break it apart, or put God back into the to put on his thinking cap. No, it was the plan of God from the beginning, from the
Know
get-go.
that I'm allergic, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
I know it's everything. Same thing, no. It's not enough plan.
Yes, he knew from the beginning, and he would have his wisdom far exceed any one of us
Yes.
wisdom. You know, you haven't seen any. You may see a good design on a house now, and you say, "Oh, the architect was supreme. They really put this together." But you haven't seen
Yes.
anything yet. Wait until you see God's design when you go up into heaven.
Oh,
It's
God.
going to blow your mind. You haven't tasted anything. You may eat a good plate of rice and peas and chicken or whatever you eat, oxtail or whatever, and you say, "This is delicious." You haven't tasted anything delicious yet until you sit around that table spread for you.
Amen.
You know, when we enter into the bride's chamber and we sit around that table prepared for
Yes.
us, you know, you haven't seen anything You may see something and you really cherish it, or have something that you really hold on to, or a piece of diamond. You haven't seen any diamond yet until you see what awaits us in glory. So they reject God's plan of salvation, rejecting Jesus. It didn't shift God's ruin God's plan any at all. It actually moved it forward. That may seem uncomfortable because we don't actually think of failure that way. We don't have to actually think of failure in that way. But scripture show patterns again and again. When you look through scriptures, we'll see people like Joseph. Joseph told his brother. You remember all what they did to Joseph? And Joseph would
Yes,
tell
his
his
mother
after
sold him.
Joseph. Yes, after Joseph would have gone from the pit to the palace to prison, and he's now second in command over all of Egypt. And he would be providing for them throughout the drought season. He would have enough stored up, and his brother would journey to him there. The same brothers that sold him.
Told him,
Yes.
yes.
Yeah, they would journey to him and they would be so penitent when they realized that he was Joseph, their brother. They would be so
Yes.
penitent and want forgiveness and everything. And Joseph would console them after he himself would have been consoled in the secret chamber when God would have consoled him. And he would go out to them and he would meet with them and he would say, "Don't worry about it. What you meant for evil, God
Oh,
meant it
God,
for
it's
good."
good.
So you may see Joseph's story in the beginning. It may seem like a bad break that he's having. It may seem like everything is turning upside down. Can you imagine? He's in the pit. No, he's been sold. No, he's in Potiphar's house. He's trying his best to make peace. He's trying to pick up the broken pieces and putting them back together again. He's trying to concentrate on his God and worship. And there is it that
Amen,
this woman,
amen,
Potiphar's
amen.
wife, lied about him trying to molest her. Try after she put him herself to him, and he's now unfairly thrown into the dungeon, into the prison. And he's there. You may think is a
God.
bad mark, and all this happened
God said in everything, God was with
because of
Joseph.
the instinct that God has given him, the dreams that God has given him, the things
In
that God would have
everything, God was with
exposed to
him.
him.
Hallelujah.
And it caused all these things to unfold, and you looking at it to say, "That's a bad break. There's no coming back from his setback. There's no rising up from his tearing down. There's no breaking up from his from you say the dust is already settled. Joseph is doomed. His father didn't even remember him anymore because all the father memory is that he was torn up by
Oh,
wild
dead.
animals,
He's
as
dead.
his brothers testified."
Hallelujah.
So his memory was cast out from his house, from his household. Nobody remember what Joseph that there was a Joseph. Even his brother that has sold him would have taken.
Forget all about him.
Yes, his brother took him out of their minds as well. They said there is no other but Benjamin. Benjamin is the only one apart from us, Simeon and all of them other brothers there and stuff. He said there is no other one, and Joseph would remember. Joseph would be looking at them and say, "They don't even remember me.
Not
And
even remember
after
Joseph.
all that they have done for me, not for, yes, it would be for me. After all that they have done for me, because hasn't there do that what they did? He would not be sitting in second in command in Egypt at that time. So what they meant for evil, God mean it for good. So look into your life.
Amen.
Yeah, look into
Such
your
as the
life
Lord
this evening.
anointed. Hallelujah.
Yes, just look into your life this evening and see where you are in life now.
Don't you
It
know
may
it's the
be
Lord
you may be
anointed?
having a bad break or whatever, but just picture yourself that this is not the end. Just picture yourself as going forward. Still is Jehovah's will. Just said, forward still is Jehovah's will. Though the billows rock and roll, still you're journeying on because you know that there is Beulah land to approach. We're holding on nonetheless. Though he
Yes.
slay me, yet will I trust him. You may seem like you're in a season where you have been slain,
Yeah.
but you're saying with your heart that though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You're saying like Job, I'm gonna stay until my change come because I know that my Redeemer lives. Yes, so nothing we do will not ruin God's plan of salvation for our life. So the
No.
quicker we get to align ourselves with God's plan, do it. Because,
Yes.
just do it. Amen. It may seem uncomfortable, but just do it. Yes, so what look like loss can become an opening. You look
It's
like you're losing. It can become an opening because
the
there is a God and we're worshiping that God.
way. Amen.
Gentiles,
Yes.
these were people who were not even looking for God, the
They're called
Gentiles.
dogs,
Yeah,
Gentile dogs.
they were the dogs, they were the slums.
Dogs.
They were spoken of so much in the
Gentile
Bible
dogs.
in that negative sense. But here is it, though, that we are a part of the plan. We are suddenly bought in. God knows how to reach people, even if it takes unexpected routes. God knows how to reach each and every one of us, even if it takes unexpected routes, routes that we don't even think of, we'll be in such a position. God knows how to navigate us through the darkness of this world and take us to where He wants us to be a
Yes.
blessing. Amen.
Oh, yes. Deacon,
Go ahead, sis.
as you mentioned, Joseph. I remember reading about Joseph in, I think, in Genesis. The Joseph story comes in Genesis. And every now and again it says, and God was with Joseph.
My
Every
God.
few verses, you read, you know, God was with Joseph. Yeah, I always look at that part of it. In every situation, God is there.
Amen.
Yes, God is with us.
Yes, it was it, Joseph, every step of the
Every
way.
step of the way.
And I believe, Sister Thelma, that Joseph knew that as well.
Oh, yes, he had that faith, And he was so
Yes.
humble. He was so humble. Yes, he was
Yes.
humble.
And he didn't stop doing what he was doing. He still
No,
persevered, even in the midst of
no.
adversity. He still persevered.
He was
Even when,
hurting.
even when things seems like it was upside down, he still stands flat-footed and know that his Redeemer lives. You remember when the butler and the baker came into the prison? Coming out of Potiphar's house and came into the prisons where Joseph was. And
Yes.
they had that dream. They had that dream in their night, and they were so confused, not knowing what how to interpret. And there was somebody there in that prison that would say, Joseph, could ease your mind with that dream that you're having. And they would go to Joseph, and Joseph would listen to the dream. And
I
would interpret
interpret,
it for them. You know
yes.
what I admire with that interaction with that occasion? I admire Joseph because Joseph could have said, "No, I'm not in that dreaming thing anymore because it's that dreaming thing put me in this prison where I am now." And I'm not going to go into that dreaming thing again
I
because it's
true,
that
true,
dreaming
true.
thing caused my brother to be against me? Is that dreaming thing cause my father and my mother to be against me? Is that dreaming thing cause my whole life to be upside down?
Like
So
that,
I'm
we
not going to
like
be
that.
bothered with that dreaming thing anymore because that
That's
dreaming thing is trouble. But Joseph knew his calling.
interpreted, amen.
Yes, he knew his calling. He knew his identity. So though you may be down in the slum, in the gutter, because of your weakness, because of your weakness about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, one of these days you're going to be rise up if you keep your profession sure, if you keep
Got
your
it, keep got
allegiance,
it.
if you keep pledging your
Calling
allegiance to the Lamb of
on
God,
his
He's going to
reflection,
exalt you
sure.
in due time.
Yes,
Because
oh
of God,
yes.
in your time. You know, so don't stop your witness.
So, Brother Everton, me on the road, but listening about Joseph. Remember, the dream wasn't for Joseph, you know. It was global because it was showing kinship and leadership, and that he would one day he would rule and he would able to help feed the nation, feed his family. So the dream, although he got the dream, it wasn't for him personal.
My God.
Yeah, it was for everyone,
Including
including
him,
his
Sister
son.
Lynette.
Yeah.
Including him. All of us.
Including,
Yes,
yes,
including him. He
including us too.
was in
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
global.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So you see what's happening. He knew his calling and he acted on his calling. He didn't keep silent. You know, though everything was against him, he didn't keep silent. He keep on the fire line, the firing line.
Yes.
Amen. So no matter what comes your way, people of God,
Persevere.
yeah,
Yes.
no matter what comes your way, still continue to trust
Press
in God.
on, press on, and trust God.
Yeah, still continue to take him at his word. Amen. Versus,
Amen. Yes, Deacon,
go
must
ahead.
I say, to God is for you.
No
No
one.
man can be against you.
Yes.
When
Amen.
God is for you, who can be against you?
My God, my God.
Yes. Okay. Hold on to
Yes.
that.
Because God had a purpose,
Yes.
right? And
Yes.
his plan must come succeed.
Yes. Yes,
Yes.
it must come to pass. You're not going
Must,
to
it must, it's a must.
you know, his promise still stands. Great
Yes.
is his faithfulness. His promise still
Faithfulness.
stands. Now, no
Yes.
matter what, his promise still stands. His promises
Stands,
are
stands.
yes and amen. It is settled. It is settled. God's plan and promises, they are settled. It is yes and amen. We are the
Amen.
one that needs to,
Yes,
yes,
yes.
we are the one that needs to just keep our focus on him.
Yeah,
You know,
amen.
yes, keep pressing on. Amen. All right. So
Amen.
this third part of it, the olive tree, a warning against pride. Paul would speak about the olive tree, the olive plant right there. Verses 17 to 24. And it reads, "And if some of the branches be broken off, and though being a wild olive tree, weren't grafted in among them, and with them partaketh of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou should beareth not the root, but the root thee. Though we'll say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because
Yes.
of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God, I want you to listen to this part, for if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the good and severity of God, and them which fell, severity, but towards thee, goodness. If thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, thou shalt be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. That's the Jew. God is able
All
to
right,
graft them back.
yes.
Verse 24, for if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? That's heavy, eh?
Yes,
But
very
yes, very heavy. But what Paul is saying,
thought-provoking, yes.
what Paul says, you don't grow into this tree. You know, we were grafted in it. It's not like we the Gentile, because we are Gentile believers. Amen.
Yes, that's Gentile.
We are Gentile believers. We didn't grow into it, but we were grafted into it.
Amen. Amen.
So look at Israel as
Israel.
as the planted root of it. Just look at Israel as that tree, that planted root, right? And then the ones from from the Jew now, the Jew Israel, still Israel, you know, the ones that were broken off of it, broken off of that tree, the branches that were broken off, they were taken out of it because of unbelief. They were cut off from that root, from that Israel, from that tribe,
yes,
from that lineage, the vine of Christ, the vine of God. They were cut off. And we know the Gentile were engrafted into that olive tree. You know, we were engrafted into it. So we become a part of it. So some theologians will say that we are spiritual Israel.
Yes,
spiritually.
Yes.
So we are engrafted into that olive tree. Amen.
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 And
Amen.
Hold on to that
Amen.
Thought.
Amen.
Yes. Hold on to that thought, because you're going to see later on, later down in the passage, where Paul would ask another question. And
verse
we would
23 and 24.
Yeah, we would use this to know what exactly does he mean when he say all Israel will be saved?
So Brother Everton, me reach home.
Yes.
So
go ahead, Minister.
He said, while old shoots grafted into that grafted is the Gentile believers, they had no claim to the promises because the Jews are God's chosen people. And they have the covenant that for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So they were grafted into the rich root of God's promises. So they were like branches then, sharing the nourishment from the roots.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But they were arrogant then. Arrogant branches, full of
Unbelief.
pride. So
They
if
didn't
wild
believe.
branches, it says, if wild branches can flourish on a cultivated tree, God can easily graft natural branches back when they turn to faith. That is the Jews. If the Jews return to God because they rejected God. When we look in chapter 10 last week, okay?
Yes.
I was dying to come home. I love this passage. I was dying to reach home. I reach home. Thank God.
My God.
Yes, yes.
Jesus,
my
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Thank God.
Yes, my
Amen.
God, my God. Yes, so the root is still there.
Yes,
for
it is.
Those who don't
the
believe.
Root is God. The root is
yeah,
God
yeah, the
himself.
root is God.
Yes.
Yes.
Planted God's firm foundation that he make for his people. You know, the Jew, the ones them that were hanging on it, the branches, were the Jews. So
yes.
the ones that were cut, when they don't believe, when they, because of unbelief, they were cut off. Some of
Yes.
them were cut off from it. And we know the Gentiles were engrafted.
Engrafted, yes.
Yes.
Into that olive tree,
Oh,
into
amen.
That vine. We are engrafted into the vine. You
yes,
know?
yes,
But
we are engrafted.
Paul is saying no, that not because we didn't start from the beginning. We are the root and grew up into that tree, and we suddenly become engrafted and bearing some organic fruits now and bearing some good. We're bearing now and stuff. Don't become high-minded. There's no room for pride.
Brother,
There's,
yes,
yeah.
Deacon,
Mm-hmm.
do we all understand what this word engraft means?
Is that
What it means,
agricultural term?
engraft?
Paul used agricultural terms. When we
Yes, what do
graft,
we all
like,
understand?
yes, it's like you have the tree and then you get another plant, because my father usually do it, Sister Scott, if you remember, and they
Making
get to the orange,
4-H club.
yes, 4-H club, and then
Yes.
you graft it into it and then it bear fruit.
Yes, like orange. Like
Yes,
orange, you got the nave into a common sub of
you cut a
orange.
T like and put it in a inverted T, and you put in that in graph part and tight, and it will after
Yes.
time it takes
It grows.
it
Yes,
grows.
Ned, that's so. Yes.
Yes.
You tie it into it, and now
Yes.
the nutrients from that new branch that you
Feed
have engrafted
it.
in,
Yes.
Feed to that
it's
new
getting
one.
food from the vine.
Yes. Yes. I have a pear tree like that right now.
All right.
Yes. Praise God.
Amen. That is to show you when Paul said
And
that.
the root would be God.
Yeah.
The root is God.
Yes.
Yes. The
Yes.
root. That is to show you
God.
Yes. So we
when
are engrafted into him.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Yes.
So when Peter said that we are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood,
Royal.
We
we are royal. You realize that
are different. We are
engrafted.
peculiar.
And
Yeah.
Sister Nell would say
Come
that
on.
when you put the seed or put the other limb or branch inside that vine, they
You
tie it
tie
around.
it's shook up from the root. It's cup.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's to show you
Praise God.
that we are that and when it start to grow up, it's hard to tell the difference where it was engrafted from and what,
That's
because you
true.
become one now with the vine.
After a time, yes.
Yeah, you become one now with the vine after you continue to
Mystery.
grow,
What
you
a
know?
mystery. Mystery,
Yes.
mystery.
Yes,
Thank you,
and that's
Jesus.
where and that's where we are as Gentile. We are engrafted
Amen.
We are
Into
into, you know,
the other branch.
what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us so that we
That
could
we
be
should be
called his
called
children
children of God.
of God.
Amen.
You know, what he
Amen.
has done for us to get us this great salvation
Thank
is
you,
more
my
than we
God.
could ever imagine. You know, more than we could ever even think of how far he has come to rescue us from the clutches of darkness. Our
Oh
God is
God.
real and is enough. When
Oh God is
we
real.
see
Oh God is real.
how he has
Oh,
freed our minds. You know,
yeah.
how he has freed us. So many, we were so troubled at one point. But when we come to know God as Lord and Savior, the transformation that has taken place, things I
Thank you,
used to know,
Lord.
I do them no more. Places I used to
Amen.
go, I know them no more. That will
Amen.
show you
Amen.
that
Oh,
we're
yes, Lord.
engrafted. We have been engrafted into that olive tree.
A new
Fruit in
creation.
fruit, a new creation.
Yes.
You know, we are walking in the newness of
Of
life.
God.
You know,
Yes.
because
Yes, that's yes.
we are special people. You know, so
Yes,
hold on to your salvation.
Lord.
Hold on to your salvation.
Thank you,
It did not come
Jesus.
cheap.
Yes.
You did not, even though we did not pay for it, but it did not come cheap. It was bought with the precious blood.
But it was bought, yes.
Yes. You know, so hold on to your salvation, comes what may. Don't become high-minded or become arrogant, too prideful of your stand of where you stand in Christ. You know, don't
Abroad.
just. The more you get to understand the Lord, is the more humble we ought to be, because we realize that we are getting that grace. And grace, you know what grace is? There is two words that we always use:
Merited
grace
favor.
and mercy. Grace
Yes.
is getting what you don't deserve,
Oh,
unmerited
God.
gift. And
Unmerited, Jesus.
while mercy
Yes,
is not
Lord.
getting what you do deserve.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Did you catch that? Let me repeat it. Grace is
Repeat.
getting what you don't deserve, while
Yes.
mercy is not getting what you do deserve.
Praise God.
And that's where we stand between
Thank you,
grace
Jesus.
in grace and mercy. We're carrying it as twins with us.
Yes.
We're living by
Lord.
grace, God's grace and
Thank you,
mercy.
Jesus.
We have a twin. You can't tell anybody around, you know, that you're walking a twin. You're walking with twin brothers or twin sister. Grace and
Grace and
mercy, they
mercy.
are with me.
Grace and
Grace and
mercy.
mercy is because I could be that person, but because of God's grace and mercy, I am who I am. So I am not
Yes.
high-minded because I may seem like my head is a bit higher than the other person. But
Oh.
become, but this should cause us to be humble when we say, I could be like that person, but I am not. Because
Grace
God
and mercy.
has shown me
House of God,
mercy.
mercy, mercy,
And to
grace and
know that
mercy.
He's able to show that person mercy as well. You know, you may think that the other person has fallen too deep in sin because you keep inviting them to church and they won't come. You keep telling them to stop doing what they're doing and they won't stop. And they continue in their wayward way. And you think that maybe you're higher or more affluent than that person, but that's not in the kingdom because maybe the same person that you have looked down on and write them off, maybe next year or quicker than that. You see them a prophet preaching to
Yes,
thousands of
yes,
people,
yes.
you know, and you're wondering how comes a person like that, you know, would be so esteemed. And that's why we should practice that humility from now, because we're going to see some things later down in life that is going to blow our minds. And we're going to wonder how God could allow that to happen. But before we reach that point, we should reach that
Yes.
stage of humility where we know that God
Yes.
is able to do to make all grace abound.
A bone,
He's
yes.
able to exercise His grace to anybody, people that we write off. Can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life without we even realizing it. You know, people that we say, boy, yeah, you're doomed. You know, God is
Don't judge
raising them up.
anybody.
Yeah, God is raising up some people that is going to blow our minds. He's raising up a new and some new you and I would believe that there are some new people, but here the word of God said that He has reserved for Himself some people, a remnant. That
A
has
remnant, a remnant.
bow down to Baal, to any false god, or to defile themselves in any wise. Amen. You have read the passage. I'll post it in the chat for you to read it.
Yes,
Romans chapter
yes,
11, and
yes.
there's a part in it. Romans chapter 11, between 25 and 32, 25 and 32, and it speaks of. All Israel shall be saved.
Yes, come on, brother.
Yes, all Israel shall be saved. Thinking on it and looking at it from your perspective, what do you think Paul means when he said that all Israel shall be saved?
For
So,
yes,
maybe.
Deacon. Okay. All the time I think about this, when I read it, every time I think about it, I would like to get some light on it right now. Light my
So,
darkness, somebody. Somebody, please light my darkness.
if Paul is saying that after the Gentiles, the Gentiles, the gospel after the Gentiles receive the gospel, then there will be the Jews then will be restored back to God because they rejected God, so they would be restored.
Yes, sister, minister,
Amen.
is it all Israel? The word is saying all Israel.
He said all Israel will be
All
saved.
Israel shall be saved. So I am concerned. I don't understand it. I need some light on it. All Israel, he says all.
good evening.
Good
I
evening, Sister
think
Grant.
the
Evening,
true,
Auntie Merle.
a remnant of the true Israel. The true Israel.
Yes, miss. Yes, please, Sister Grant. But we are saying the true Israel. But the
Yes,
Bible is
the
telling
true
me
Israel.
all Israel. He's saying all
Because,
Israel. So that's what is the word all. Is the
it
word
doesn't stop
all.
there. It doesn't stop there. It says, and so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, out of Zion will come the deliverer. He will banish
and godliness
Run
from
away
Jacob.
from Jacob.
And this is my
Godliness from
covenant
Jacob.
with them. And when I take away their sins, so is the true Israel.
All right, food for thought. You remember further in the passage, Paul had mentioned that not all who call themselves Israel were actually Israel.
Right. Then, we who are in
Because
God's kin
the true
are Israel are those who believe in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Any more take on that? Because this is food for thought. You know,
Yes, I don't dig into that. I don't dig into
Yes.
it.
I am looking at something here which says all Israel does not mean that every Jewish person who has ever lived will be saved. For Paul does not teach that, for Paul does not teach that, and it refers you to chapter 10, verses 2 and 3.
Yes, and
Yes.
someone find Romans 9 verse 6.
Not as though
No,
the
Romans
word of
9, chapter 9 verse 6.
that is what I'm reading. Not as
Okay.
though, not as though the word of God has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel.
Amen.
Okay, that's
Amen.
the same thing that
Amen.
I'm saying here. Yes.
So that's why I'm
Does
saying
not
that
mean that
when
every Jewish person, yeah.
So that's
Not
why
every
I
Jewish
said,
person, the true Israel.
yes, the
Amen. We're
true
getting
Israel,
somewhere.
because after once that number of people have been reached, then the restoration, those are the Jews who rejected Jesus Christ, will come to salvation, will be restored back to God. Is something
yeah,
I
because
understand.
the Bible speaks of the remnant.
Yes. The remnant, not all. The
Not
remnant, you have a
all
remnant
remnant.
group. Yes.
Yes.
You have a
Hallelujah.
remnant group.
Yep.
Yep.
Amen. And Sister Grant mentioned a point that said that all Israel would refer to the elect, both Jew
Amen.
and the
Amen. The
Gentiles.
elect, the Gentiles.
Yeah,
Yeah,
all
that's what
Israel would
Paul.
mention to the elect, both Jews and you know what the elect mean? Those that receive Christ as
Jesus
Lord and
Christ
Savior,
as deliverer.
those that receive the in the adoption into the family of God.
Amen.
We are adopted.
Adoption is
We
the
are the one that
engraft.
makes
Is the
us Israel,
engraft? Is in
engrafted.
engraft ones?
Yes, the engrafted
We need
ones.
a future national
But
change.
remember that even the engrafted ones, if you don't take heed to your calling, you can be chopped off just like how
You can break
Israel
off,
was chopped
yeah.
off too.
But all Israel are not Israel.
Yes, not all
Interpretation
Israel are
has
Israel.
ethnic. We are Gentiles and engulfed into the root. We become Israelites.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Come on,
That's what the
come on,
Rasta.
people. Come
That's
on,
what the
people.
Rasta say.
Yes, come on. Come on.
Remember.
We are engrafted into it. So then,
Who
we
has
can call
gone?
ourselves Israelites.
Israel.
Yes. And
So
remember
we
too.
can share the nourishment
Amen.
from God. I love
Yes.
this Bible study. I love it. I love it. I love it.
It's
I
deep,
love
it's
how
deep.
it goes. I love it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's
Yes,
getting
this
me
is a
so excited
platform where you can
to share.
share now.
Amen. Brother Everton,
Go
it's
ahead, Sister
those
Grant.
who believe in Jesus Christ are the true Israelites.
Yes,
Yes.
because the word of God still stands, Sister Grant. It says that Israel are God's chosen people. That doesn't mean it means that in order for us to be a part of that, we have to be engrafted into the olive tree. We have to be engrafted into the vine. We have to be in Christ
Jesus.
to be
This
God's
one is
chosen
good.
people. We are spiritual Israel.
That's right. That's where we are. Because we are engrafted.
Yes.
Yes, we are chosen. Royal. Amen.
Royal. We are spiritual Israel. We are God's chosen people. Amen.
Covenant, yes.
Yes, the
Covenant people,
covenant still
yes.
stands. The covenant still
Yes.
stands. Amen.
Because that covenant with Jacob,
Yes.
we are a part of it.
Of it.
So
Amen.
we are the true Israel.
And we're sharing the nourishment
Amen.
from the olive branch. Praise
Yes.
God.
I see
Thank
it.
you, Jesus.
I see it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So one of the things we must take away from this is that we are never an afterthought. God
Yes.
always have us in his plan. We are
Yeah.
never an
Amen.
afterthought.
Thank you,
You
Jesus.
know for sure when you leave this platform this evening that you are wonderfully and carefully designed in God's
Carefully
own
made.
image and you are special in God's sight.
Special.
You
Question
know,
for
so
tomorrow, is
we
there
should be
going
so humble.
to be a or?
You know,
Okay,
we should be so humble when we look at this passage. You know, God has consigned all to disobedience. You know, the word of it, Paul said that God has consigned all of us, Jew and Gentiles, to disobedience, that he may have mercy on all.
yeah. Well, it's about an hour, I think, with the traffic and all that.
Remember that? He said he has consigned all to disobedience so that he may have mercy on all.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure that I'm making you comfortable.
I'm hearing a feedback there.
We are hearing that.
Auntie Lynette
Okay,
say.
yes, I got it. Yes. So verse 32 tells us that God has consigned all to disobedience that he may have mercy on all. You know, we in our infinite wisdom, as you may say, in our finite wisdom, we in our finite wisdom would have said, why would God consign everybody across the globe to disobedience? That is the free will that he has given us. You know, we have a will to choose to do or not to do. You know, he has con we have the opportunity to be disobedient, but we should not take that opportunity. Amen. But Paul said that it made the playing field level so that we all can play a fair game and know that in the end we have to be recipient of his mercy in order for us to enter. Because you cannot get the mercy and you refuse it, you know. You know, so, because, yes, so you can be disobedient and don't accept
It's a
it.
choice.
Yeah, it's your choice. So that means no one get to stand and say, I earned this. We do not, you know, we cannot stand and say we earned this or,
That is worth. That will
you
be
know,
worth.
yes, or whatever. We have to, it's by faith that we come. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. You know, we cannot
Sure.
boast of our standard, of our standing with Christ. Each day with Christ should cause us to be more humble and humbler each day. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes,
Here's
yes.
another thing that we want to touch on before we close this evening. Verse 29. Someone read verse 29. Romans 11, verse 29.
The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. I think that you should touch on it. I was looking at it just now. Yes. Yes, I looked at it just now. I said, why you overlook that verse? That verse is very
Yes.
important.
Yes, for the gift and the calling of God are without repentance. Anyone have anything to share on it before we delve into it? The gift and the call, what do you understand from that?
God does not change his mind. Whatever I give you, him not taking it back, it is irrevocable.
I love that word. It's used in the NIV. NIV
Yeah.
version, the gift
No,
and calling of God are irrevocable.
okay,
About
so yes.
repentance.
Oh, now
Like
I was using I'm using what you call it now?
English Standard?
Revised Standard Version.
Yes. Yeah, it's
I'm using the
the
NIV.
gift and the calling of God are
Are
irrevocable. It
irrevocable.
cannot be taken back.
No,
Yeah.
revocative.
This means
He
that
revoked
once
everything.
God gives a spiritual gift, our place
He's
is
not taking it back.
all in honor.
Not taking it back.
Individual.
That's
Yes, taking
whatever
it
God
back.
gives. If
He does
you
not
don't
take it
use
back.
it, and you don't use it, but God not take it back.
It's
He
there,
never.
it's there. Changes his mind or takes it back.
The
God's
gifts and
promises
calling, the gifts and calling
of God are without
of God.
are irrevocable.
Yes. He
Yes.
call you
That's
and then give you your gifts and then not taking it back.
Yes, let me help you
Love that.
understand
I love
something.
that. I
Let me
love
help you
that.
understand something on this matter. Let me help you understand something on this matter. You know what the gifts of the Spirit are, right? You know the gifts of the Spirit.
Yes. Grace, talents, and spiritual endowments.
Thank you so much, Peter. I love.
Love, joy, peace,
Oh,
long
peace. Yeah.
all of that.
No,
Galatians.
that's a fruit. That's a
Goodness.
fruit, sis. The
Okay.
fruit. That's
Yeah,
a
but
fruit.
the
Oh,
gift,
the gift of
that
grace, talents, and
prophecy.
spiritual endowments. The
The
gift of
prophecy
the Spirit.
gifts.
The
Okay,
gifts would
prophecy
be
and that
like
stuff.
yeah,
Okay.
the gift of prophecy, the gift of speaking in tongues,
Oh,
the gift
yes.
of healing. I don't
Talents.
know them off the top of my head, but there are
Yeah,
nine. I
yes,
believe
nine
that
like
are
that.
mentioned, the
Nine.
manifestational gifts.
And
Yeah.
when you get those gifts, it's irrevocable. It's not going to
Ministry.
take back from you. I heard this. I heard this once. I don't remember who said it, but someone said this, that God is the only one that fires somebody and still keep them working.
Oh, I love that one. I love that.
Yeah, he's the only one that fires somebody and still keep them working. So you can have the gift of prophecy, and you can have the gift of speaking, and you can have the gift of healing, and you fall short of his glory, and you're now fired, but you're still using
Of
the
the
gift
gift.
because it's a gift. It's given to you, and you are going to use the same way, just like Saul. The Spirit of God left Saul, and he was still king. He was still in it, you know, he was still there working. He got fired long time. You know, he got
Oh,
fired long time.
King Saul.
Jesus was teaching his disciples a parable when he said that some of you and judgment will come and say, "Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in your name? Have I not do this in
Yeah,
your
oh
name?"
yes, oh
And he said,
yes.
"Depart from me, I know you're not." Because the prophecy and the this and the that, they are gifts. They are given. They are irrevocable. Sister Camille?
Ministry, one of them as well.
Yeah, just adding to what you're saying, Deacon, about God firing you and still you still have your
Still keep
working. You
working.
know it what that means, what I get from that is that you have the he has given you the gift. And so the empowerment of the gift comes with the spirit. And when his spirit has left, it doesn't take the gift with it. So you will still be able to operate in that gift even without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Mark you might not be able to function at the maximum level, but you will still be able to operate in that gift. You'll still be able to cast out demons in his name. You'll still be able to do the things that you would normally do, you know? But if there's no relationship with him, that's when he's going to say, go away from him, I don't know you know? And even though you would have been, and that's when the person would say, but I've been casting out demons in your name. I've been doing this. Yes, because the gift was there. And once you get the gift, he doesn't take it
Take
back.
it back.
You know, so
Yeah.
you still operate with the gift without the Holy Spirit, you know,
Yeah.
and that's what makes the
Empowering.
difference.
Empowering
And that's
you.
dangerous to work with the gifts without the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
It's very
Absolutely.
dangerous. You remember the seven sons of Sceva?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
They were beaten. They went to
Yes.
drive out demons, and they themselves were demons. And the demon would
Humans.
say to them
Oh,
that, "Paul, I
my
know.
God. Yeah.
Jesus, I know,
Father,
but who are you?"
who are you? Who are you? Love.
That's
It's
the
fun.
working of this that of the gift without the spirit. You know, working of the gift without the spirit is very dangerous. And yes, it's very dangerous. So yes, the gift and the calling of God are without repentance. When he doesn't revoke it, he doesn't withdraw it from you, he give you a gift and it's for you. You know, so in context, Paul notes that while Israel is currently in a state of unbelief regarding the gospel, They are still beloved for the sake of the fathers because of the promise that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know,
Jacob.
so Israel would still be underneath that threshold, right? So that's, we're talking context now. What we mentioned just before now, we went around and we gathered the scriptures that we know and we tried to fit it in. But the context of what Paul was saying that Israel would have gotten the promise. The promise would have been bestowed unto them or went down to their lineage because of their foreparents. God made that promise to Abraham. He made that promise to Isaac and Jacob. God made that promise to them. And so now he had already given his word, and the word of God will not return unto him void. It will accomplish his purpose. God would
Accomplish
have
what it
already given them
pleases.
that. So no matter how disobedient Israel were, they were still underneath that blessing threshold of their poor parents. And so the gift and the calling of God are without repentance. What God has said before, he holds.
I want to wait.
Yes. Sister Camille, your hand is up.
Oh no, sorry, it was from before.
Oh, yes. So that's the context of which Paul was referring to. The gift and the calling of God are without repentance. God called would have made that covenant promise to the forefathers of Israel, the forefathers of Israel. And you know that Israel came from Jacob. Was it Jacob 12 son?
Patriarchs, patriarchs.
Patriarchs, patriarchs.
Patriarchs, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And you know it come down from Abraham. He said, "I'm going to make your descendant as numerous as the
This sounds
sand and the seaside." Are you know, so that promise still stands and it still come down. The gift and the calling of God are without repentance. For
nice.
God's covenant promises and his calling of Israel are permanent. They are not temporary. He will not abandon them. They are permanent. They are set in stone. It wasn't written on the sand. It was set in stone. His promises for Israel were set in stone. You know, his promises for you and me, they are set in stone. It was not written on the sand that is there today and tomorrow. The wind and the waves and the tossing and the dashing of the water against the rock wipe away what he has written on the sand. It is written in stone. So no matter how the billows roll and the storm clouds come and the earthquake and that, the stone, his promise still stands.
Safe and secure.
Secure, secure.
Yes, so we are securing him. Our anchor holds.
Amen,
Our
amen.
anchor holds. So leave with
In
that
spite of
this
the
evening.
storm.
Know that no matter what storm clouds may come your way, your anchor holds.
Oh.
Amen. Yes,
Amen. Amen.
we have graciously made it through the end of this chapter. To God be the glory. I know there are maybe some questions still on your mind. Something that you have read that wasn't fully explained tonight. But if you're not able to pose it the way you would want to pose it now in the form of a question or the form of a response or whatever, you can always do it in the chat or back next week or what have you. But I will just open the floor now if anyone want to comment on anything before we go.
Brother Everton, I am burning because this is a chapter that I dearly love.
My God.
And I think for others on the platform, it would be a good thing to revisit it.
Amen.
Read it again. Take your time and go through it and see what God is saying to us as Gentile. And how he love us, that he has brought us into the royal family.
My God.
Because we are Gentiles. I remember the story where Jesus said to the that woman, The gospel was not for them because they are the dogs.
Oh,
The
that's
healing,
Samaritan.
sorry.
Is that
And
Samaritan,
the
right?
healing.
Yeah.
The lady who went for the healing, the Canaanite.
Oh.
And Jesus take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And so we were look at Mrs. My sister said earlier on that we are Gentile dogs.
Yeah, we were the
Yes.
dogs, dogs, dogs.
Yes. And so we are engrafted into this royal family, the family of God. That's
Yes, oh
marvelous.
yes.
That's marvelous.
My God.
Great, great, great.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
My God. Yes, it's a lot of food to chew on in this chapter. It really is really doctrinal, and is much to learn from it. Just take your time, read it through, and
On it,
get
chew on
from
it,
it.
chew on
Yeah,
it,
because there's
chew on it.
so much. Just chew on it. When
Yes.
we feel discouraged, because we're gonna have the human side of what that's feel discouraged. This chapter teaches us that God still preserved people. When we feel left out and all alone, we are being reminded that He preserved people. When we see failure, this chapter reminds us that God is still working through it, even though it may seem like
Amen.
failure, like with Joseph's situation, with
Joseph's
Job's
case,
situation
okay.
and stuff. It may feel like a failure when they're throwing Daniel into the lion's den, knowing that he has prayed three times a day, religiously looking to Jerusalem, and here is he in a rut, was so clogged up, and they feel that that's the end of his prior life. They feel that Daniel, that's the end of Daniel. He's been going to be torn up by from the floor up. He's going to be torn up from the floor up when he's thrown into the lion's den. And there is it that they thought it was the end. And here comes Daniel come out unbroken. Daniel come out unbroken, stronger than he was when he went in. The biggest test of all is Friday night when they hung, Friday when they hung Jesus on that cross, Friday at 9 o'clock, and kept him there till 3 o'clock. They thought that was the end of Jesus. They
Yeah,
thought they would
that was
silence
the
him
end.
when he
Thank God
bowed
for
his
the
head
resurrection.
down. Yes,
Hallelujah.
when he bowed his head down and said, "It is finished," when he stretched out on that
Sponge of
cross and he
redemption
said,
is
"It is finished," they
complete.
thought that that's the end of our Savior. But then
Sunday
comes
morning.
Sunday morning, when
Sunday
up from the
morning.
grave he
Thank you,
arose.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Up from the grave he arose on Sunday morning. It changed history altogether. It's put back things the way they should be. And it
My
keep,
God,
you
my
know, it,
God.
it, it give us hope.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because they thought it was done. It was done and out. But when the dust settled, there's many had mixed feelings and stuff. But when Sunday come and everything rise up again, up from the grave he arose. Amen.
Amen. I
Yes.
take it. Yeah. Amen.
Yes. And this chapter would remind us that if we're feeling superior or too high or too top heavy, some people they become so top heavy. This chapter reminds us that when we feel so top heavy, we must remember that is we're standing by grace alone.
Ah,
His grace
hallelujah.
keep us up. Grace keep us standing. We are not standing by our own strength, but the strength of Almighty God. This chapter reminds us that when we feel confused, God's plan, it reminds us that God's plan is still unfolding. When we feel
Yes.
so down and out, as if nothing is working out. If you're at all a child of God, it's in God's plan that you remain in a position that you are so that He can exalt you in due time. Amen. When we feel uncertain, this chapter reminds us that God is not finished with you.
Hallelujah.
It's a very good chapter. Sister Granthood said that it's one of our favorites, and it's so profoundly written, and we should not take it as a brush over. But continue staying humble, continue trusting, continue remember that God is doing more than we can ever see. Amen. Did you enjoy the study this evening?
Good, very good,
Yes,
very
it was
good.
very
Yes.
good, very good.
Very good, very good, very good.
Very, very
Yeah.
good. And I love the participation. I don't know, but
Very
I
good.
love it. And that's how Bible study should be. We
Yes.
share and we come to a common knowledge of God's word.
My
Amen.
God.
Yes, this is good. This
Amen.
is very good.
We learn from each other.
My God, yes.
That's
Iron
true, yes.
sharpeneth iron. Good proverb.
Yeah.
Iron sharpeneth iron. Amen.
Yes.
Yes, I know that we are over time.
Didn't
But
you? I didn't you realize the
is one that we can
time.
overlook this evening. It's not habitual. But the Holy Spirit is in this place, and he would want us to understand more than we know. More than we know.
Amen.
So we just
Amen.
give room. We just give room to the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, because flesh and blood did not reveal it to us, but is the very
No.
Spirit of Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. So we wait long enough for our brother and our sisters to whatever the Holy Spirit to drop in their thoughts to share. Amen.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
with that saying, I want to invite Sister Candy, who will give us our weekly reminders, if she's ready for us.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
Good
Sister
night.
Candy, sir.
On behalf of the leadership of Faith Defenders Bible Study Group, it is truly my honor and joy to welcome each and every one of you this evening. Faith Defenders Bible Study Group mission is to bring the hope of the gospel to our community and beyond. We are a non-denominational group dedicated to knowing Christ deeply and making him known. Through the authority of Scripture, we study to grow in wisdom and to actively share our faith by inviting others into a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, and to build his kingdom one person at a time. It is our vision to see a transformed community where the hope of the gospel reaches every heart. We envision a growing body of believers rooted in the truth of God's word, who are actively and personally sharing their faith, expanding the kingdom of God one person, one small group, and one transformed life at a time. Now for the announcements. Last Thursday, we joined with Prayer Portals to Heaven Ministry for Children's Ministry. If you weren't able to join us, the replay is available at www.prayerportalstoheaven.com. Mark your calendars because this Thursday at 8 p.m. East Central Time, we come together where we meet for fellowship. This will be hosted by our incredible partner ministry, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry International, right here on this same link. Be a blessing to someone else, post it on your status, and extend the invitation far and wide. Next Saturday at 8 p.m., we're looking forward to seeing your beautiful faces for our regular Bible study as we study Romans chapter 12. Come ready, come expectant, and come hungry for the word. Go forth and shine. As you step into this week, remember, you are the gospel in motion. Win souls for Christ through the lives you live and the words you speak. Every encounter is an opportunity. Make it count. I will now hand over to Sister Thelma to lead us in closing prayer and the benediction.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Candy. Sister Thelma.
Good evening, everybody.
Good
Evening,
evening.
Sister Thelma.
People of God, we have gotten deeper and deeper into God's wisdom and knowledge. We are eating strong meat at this time. Strong meat. Not drinking any
Amen.
milk this time. We are eating meat. Puff meat. Puff meat. This chapter is really, really uplifting. It gives us food for thought. The first confirmation I got is that God is not has not given up on his people. God has not given up on his people.
Hallelujah.
Selah. The word Selah means think about that. Think about this. Selah. Many times in the this psalm, Or maybe some other places in the Bible see the word sealer. Think about that. Whenever you read and you see the word sealer, think about what you just read. Think about this. God is not far from any one of us, regardless of how unworthy we might think we are. God is with us. He cares for us. He covers us.
Hallelujah.
His love covers us. Think about that. Think about that. Hallelujah. Let us pray.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. O God of all grace, thy goodness we praise. Thy son that was given to die in our place. He came from above, our curse to remove. He hath
Hallelujah.
loved us. He hath loved us because he would love. Father God, we come to you this moment. It's a privilege, oh God, to know that you are with us.
Yes,
It's a
Lord.
privilege to know that you never leave us. Thank you for your many promises, mighty God. Promises that we see being fulfilled.
Yes,
Promises, oh
Lord.
God, that we cannot see. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, oh God, for your kindness, your
Oh,
faithfulness.
Jesus.
Thank
Yes,
you, oh God,
Lord.
you are ever with us. You promised never to leave us, never to forsake us, and we hold on to you, mighty God. Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. You are so good and so great and
Oh,
so mighty,
Jesus. Yes,
so
Lord.
powerful. You are from everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we cannot praise you enough. We cannot thank you enough. Our limited minds, oh God, cannot see it all. But oh God, by faith, we know
Jesus.
one day, oh God, we will behold you and our face will be sight.
Hallelujah.
What a glorious promise that will be, oh God, that we'll behold you as you are and be led to worship you, oh God, in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, for that
Oh,
great moment,
Jesus.
for that holy moment, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, you
Thank
are
you,
with us.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for the privilege of coming to you. Yes, what a great privilege to know that you
Yes,
are with
Lord.
us. What a privilege to know that we can come to you at any time. Yes, we can come to you
Hallelujah.
any form. We can call upon you, oh God, and you'll hear. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, holy
Oh,
God.
Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for us that have met tonight. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Thank you, Lord,
Lord.
for the spiritual feed that we had, the food that we had, oh God. Mighty
Thank you,
God, build
Jesus.
us up. Build us up, oh God, with this food, Lord. May we never forsake you.
Oh, God.
May we never
Oh,
forsake the feeding
Jesus.
that we had. Oh God, continue to work
My
through
God,
us.
my
Yes,
God.
Lord, continue to work
Jesus,
through us.
Jesus.
We give
Yes,
ourselves
Lord.
you, mighty God. Yes, oh God, make us strong in you.
Yo,
Yes, oh God,
oh,
make us no other God
Jesus.
than Jehovah
Jesus,
God.
Jesus.
Yes, oh God, lift us up. And as we continue to meet, oh God, from week to week or day
Oh,
to
God.
day,
Thank
oh
you,
Father God,
Jesus.
do not leave us.
Hallelujah.
You said you'll
Oh,
never leave us.
Jesus. My
You said
God.
you'll
My
never
God.
forsake us. Lord, we give you
Oh,
the glory. We
Jesus.
give you the glory, oh God. You'll never leave
Yes,
us. We
Lord.
hold on to you, mighty
Oh,
God.
Jesus.
Yes,
Thank you,
Lord, make us strong in you,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, oh God.
Thank you,
Thank you, oh
Jesus.
God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Oh
Jesus. Thank
God,
you,
this
my
moment, oh
God.
God, I want to lift up
Jesus.
to you all who
Jesus.
participated
Oh,
tonight.
Jesus. Yes,
All who,
Lord.
oh God, listened. Oh God, all those who have taken in your word.
Oh,
Oh
Jesus.
God,
My God.
marvelous are your words, oh God. Make
Yes,
us
Lord.
truly,
Thank you,
repentant.
Jesus.
Make us
Jesus.
truly, oh God, faithful.
Yes,
Yes, oh
Lord.
God, help us
Lord.
to
Yes,
Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus. Help us, oh God,
Jesus.
to humble
Oh,
yourselves.
Jesus.
Humble
Yes,
yourselves,
Lord.
oh God. Let
Jesus.
us
Under
know
your
no other
mighty
gods than
hand,
Jehovah
Lord.
God.
Jesus, we
Yes,
humble
Lord,
you.
yes, Lord,
Thank
we
you,
come into your presence,
Jesus.
oh God.
Jesus.
Know that we are not our own.
Thank you,
We belong
Jesus.
to
Thank
you.
you. Oh,
We are not our
God.
own. We
Yes,
belong to
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
you,
Thank
Lord.
you,
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, oh God, for the persons who
Thank you, Jesus.
orchestrated this type of Bible study. Lord, you have
Jesus.
given them wisdom. Thank you,
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh,
Thank
God.
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank
Oh, Jesus.
Brother Everton,
Jesus.
oh God, and his
Yes,
associates.
hallelujah.
We
Lord,
want to
thank you,
thank Everton and
Jesus.
his associates, mighty God. Thank you
Thank
for
you,
lifting him up, oh
Jesus.
God. From sinking sand, he lifted
Oh,
me. Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He's
Hallelujah.
lifting him up, oh God.
Thank you,
Oh God, that he be a
Jesus.
source to help us, oh God,
Thank
and
you,
be worthy
Lord
to go on.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
God
Jesus.
is our refuge and strength, a very
Thank you,
present help
mighty
in trouble.
God.
Mighty God, we cannot
Oh,
praise you enough.
Jesus.
Father, we cannot
Hallelujah.
worship you enough.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, yes,
Jesus.
Lord, and Lord,
Hallelujah.
and God,
Thank you,
thank you,
Jesus.
mighty
Thank
God,
you,
the ancient and ever
Jesus.
one, oh God, on this platform.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Thank
hallelujah,
you,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
alive.
God, thank
Yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
See them, Lord. Take us,
Thank you,
Lord, into your lovely.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, oh God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Your hands, oh
Jesus.
God, are
Praise the
open
Lord
to
of
receive us all.
Oh,
Not one is
Jesus.
left out. Not
Oh,
one is left out.
hallelujah.
No,
Thank you,
no.
mighty
Thank you,
Oh,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Those who are
Jesus.
sick,
Thank you, Lord.
those who are
Hallelujah.
discouraged, yes,
Thank you,
oh
Hallelujah.
God, those who are
Glory to
fearful,
God.
those who are
Oh,
sick,
Jesus,
oh
my
God,
God.
all situation, oh God, that we go through, mighty God, take us over.
Yes,
Yes, Lord,
Lord,
you lead us over the
please,
Jordan
mighty
of our
God.
lives, oh God. Yes, oh
Thank you,
God, you will
Jesus.
lead and you'll guide. Oh God, you'll make your way
Thank
shown
you,
to us.
Jesus.
Lord, when we think that
Yes,
we'll
Lord.
not make it, oh God, you are the guide.
Oh,
You
God.
lead us, Lord, lead us, Heavenly
Yes,
Father.
Lord.
Oh,
Heavenly
life's
Father,
tempestuous
hallelujah.
sea.
Yes,
Guide
Jesus.
us, oh God, for we
Oh,
have no help but
Jesus.
thee.
No
Yes, Lord,
help,
lead and
my
guide.
God. Hallelujah.
Protect us, mighty God. Yes, oh
Him.
God, all those, oh God, sickness, oh
Oh,
God,
Jesus.
diseases,
Oh,
distress,
Jesus.
oh
Death,
God, the
oh,
terrible
Hallelujah.
cancer.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, I
Oh,
lift them up,
God, we
Lord.
curse it in the
Thank you,
name
Lord,
of
that you're in every
Jesus.
situation. You'll never
Yes,
leave us alone,
Lord.
oh God. Oh God, only
Thank
believe.
you,
All things are
Jesus.
possible. Only
Oh,
believe.
God.
Only
Oh,
believe. Oh
Jesus.
God, we trust you, Lord. We trust you, oh God.
Yes,
Jesus, oh
Jesus.
God's hearts. Hearts of
Oh,
love.
God.
Oh God, hearts to
Thank you,
hold on to you, Lord,
Jesus.
never to let go.
Jesus.
Hold on, mighty God,
Thank you,
whatever
Jesus.
betides, oh God, whatever happens, oh God, help us to just hold on to the
Oh,
rock.
Jesus.
Go on.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Yes,
Jesus, for this
Lord.
glorious moment, for this
Thank you,
blessed
Lord.
moment.
Thank
Thank you,
you,
Lord, for your
Lord.
blessing and all of us, oh God, as we trust you to lead us and to keep us safe under your arms. Yes, Lord, I pray and I say
Thank you,
thanks in Jesus'
Jesus.
mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Thank
you,
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank
mighty
you,
God.
mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus
The grace
God.
of our
Glory
Jesus
to God.
Christ.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Our Lord be with us and keep us and bless
Thank
us
you, Jesus.
forever and forevermore. Amen.
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 Jesus. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Bless the
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, thank
Glory
you,
to you, God.
Jesus.
Glory to you, God.
Thank you, Sister
Yes,
Scott.
hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. What